Rat Pack, where you at?
What's going on? It's the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Jeff Rackliff, and it is Friday, August 25th. Excited for today because it's the day before the biggest fantasy football draft day of the year. On today's podcast, we're going to round out the tiers series with tight ends, and I will get you the ever-popular fade list, the players who I am fading, discussing the idea of fading players in fantasy football drafts. All that on the show today. Before I get into it, again, man, I appreciate everybody who's been reviewing this show on Apple Podcasts. That is a great way to give back to this show. If you listen and you want more, I can do more if we keep getting those reviews. We got to get this thing moving like a freight train, but we're up to 266, still far away from 1,000, but I appreciate everybody who has reviewed the show. If you want to enter in to win a year of FTN Fantasy Plus, that's how you do it. Review the show, rate it on Apple Podcasts, and in your review, leave your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle, and that is it. You are officially in. The contest. I'll pick another winner on Monday, so there's still time to get in before Monday. If you do want to just buy FTN Fantasy Plus for the year, you get it for 365 days. It doesn't go away at the end of the season or anything like that. 365 days from when you purchase it. Do so right now. Yesterday, I got myself in a little trouble with our leadership team, but it's okay. It was worth it. I said on my SiriusXM show that the promo code RATPACK would move from 10 to 20% off. So it is 20% off for the next little over 24 hours, probably, as when you're hearing this at 4 o'clock Eastern on Saturday, the 26th of August, it goes back down to 10%. So take advantage of that. If you were kind of on the fence, this is the time to save that extra money. And yeah, a little savings here and there adds up. I'm a promo code guy myself. Of course, I will be updating everything for your drafts tomorrow morning. First thing I do, wake up, I'm going to check my brisket because I'll have that for my draft tomorrow. But then after I check the brisket and make that first cup of coffee, I am pounding away on the updates, cheat sheets, all 16 of them updated, all the rankings, projections, the tiers, everything updated for you for tomorrow. FTN Fantasy Plus. Promo code RATPACK, 20% off for just over the next 24 hours here. Shout out to our presenting sponsor, Circa. The Circa Millions contest is registering right now. Of course, if you want in on this contest, you got to register in Vegas at Circa or one of the sister properties, or if you're out of state, you can use a proxy service. But what is the contest? Well, it is a contest where you pick five NFL games against the spread each week of the season. And that is hard. It's really hard, but they're of your choosing. But of course, a difficult contest comes with a big reward at the end. If you win, it is $1 million first place prize. There are prizes for the top 100. There are prizes for quarterly. So there's different ways to make money here. And also, if you're in last place, $100,000 to last place, $50,000 to second to last place. That registers through September 9th, deadline of 2 p.m. on September 9th. You can register up to five times, and it is $1,000 to enter for each entry for this contest. Really cool contest. I'm in it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Really challenging, though. Really challenging. Against the spread is no joke at all. So best of luck to you, though, if you decide to sign up. Definitely going to be a lot of fun this season. Okay, so I've been talking about tiers the last couple podcasts. If you didn't listen to those, you can go back and listen to them. But essentially, the tiers-based approach allows us for a little bit more flexibility on draft day. And flexibility is crucial because on draft day, the number one thing that I will tell a lot of beginner-level drafters is don't just pay attention to what you're doing. You know, I used to play a lot of poker back in the day. I rarely play anymore. Play like a couple times a year. But I used to play a lot, and there's like a lot of phrases with poker and all of that. But one of them is, if you can't spot the sucker at the table within the first, you know, 30 minutes, then you are the sucker, right? Well, in fantasy drafts, there are suckers as well. And the sucker in a fantasy draft is the drafter who is only looking at their team. They're not paying attention to what anybody else is doing. They're only focused on what they are doing. and trying to fill their starters and then fill their bench, right? Well, you're going to miss on mistakes that your opponents are making. You're going to miss on perhaps strategies your opponents are deploying. And not having that, your finger on the pulse of what's happening on draft day in your draft, is a huge mistake, because then you can't be flexible. So all of this sort of goes together. Like, I want to be flexible. Rankings don't allow me to be flexible. Tiers certainly do. Now, my draft board is really, I think, the ultimate inflexibility. But if you just wanted to use a tier-based approach, you could still do that. And the nice thing about tiers as well is if you don't agree with somebody's tiers, you can use them as a foundation, and then you can move players around, and then they become your tiers. Because ultimately, remember that. You're the one who's drafting. I'm not drafting there for you. You're drafting. You're the one who's running your team. I'm not the one who's running your team. You are. That's why I always say, like, for example, if there's a player you just do not like, don't draft that player. Don't draft that player. If you do not like that player, don't draft them. Because what's going to happen is any given week where they have a down week, you're going to be frustrated. See, I knew it. I knew it. I should have trusted my gut. Or if they have a good week, you're going to say, yeah, but wait until next week. And then you're not going to blame yourself for taking them. You're going to blame the player. You're going to blame Jeff Ratcliffe. You're going to blame somebody else, right? You're not going to blame yourself. So if you don't like a player, don't take them. Move them into a different tier, right? It is ultimately your draft. So take control of that. And tiers will help you have better control for sure. So the elite tier. I have Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, and TJ Hockenson. And yes, still TJ Hockenson, the air quotes back injury, I don't think is really a back injury. I think he just wants to not get hurt in the preseason, because he's coming up on a potential really big payday next year. Like, this isn't running back. This isn't like Jonathan Taylor, where the writing's on the wall for Hockenson, and you know he could end up being tagged or something like that. Like, he could still end up being tagged. There's no doubt about it. But I think he's going to have a huge payday regardless. You know, so it's a totally different scenario with him. I'm not worried. In fact, he keeps falling out of this group. For a good chunk of draft season, you know, if you looked at like best balls, Kelce goes in the first, Andrews goes in the third, Hockenson goes in the fourth. Sometimes Andrews goes in the second, sometimes Hockenson in the third. Well, now it's Kelce goes in the first, Andrews goes in the third, although I saw somebody post a board where he fell to the fourth. Like, ooh, I would love him in the fourth. I don't really like him in the third, but I'd love him in the fourth. Hockenson, though, getting to like the sixth, which is insane for me, and I love that even more. Kelce, I get more questions about Kelce this year than probably any other player, other than like Josh Jacobs and Jonathan Taylor. I am not willing to draft Kelce in the first round. I'm not. I don't like my builds when I draft him in the first round. I never, ever like those builds. Now, if it's like mid-second and for some unknown reason this dude's still there, yeah, it's hard to pass on him there. But I don't see that happening. He's going in the first round of your one quarterback league drafts, and he may go in the first round of your super flex drafts. So for me, I really need a little bit of value on my draft grade for him in order to take him. I do need a little bit of value to take Mark Andrews as well. Like I said, fourth round, yes. Third round on value, I don't love it. Hockenson, you will get value on. Tier two, this is my tight end wheelhouse. Now, this is an area of the draft where I feel most comfortable drafting tight ends, because I get a lot of bang for my buck. This year, that wheelhouse range of the draft is rounds 5 to 7. The tight ends most likely to go in this range are Kyle Pitts, George Kittle, Darren Waller, and Dallas Goedert. All of them come with their own question marks. Kyle Pitts, obviously we know after last season, you know, can he actually meet expectations, the expectations we had for him when he was a rookie? Big question mark. George Kittle, can he stay healthy? Darren Waller, can he stay healthy? Dallas Goedert, how much meat is on the bone when you have A.J. Brown and Skinny Batman also on the depth chart? Question marks. But every year, from this group of wheelhouse guys, there is a guy who makes a leap to the next level. A couple years ago, it was Darren Waller. Then it was Mark Andrews. Last year, it was T.J. Hockenson. There are guys who you get in rounds 5 to 7, or five. Sometimes it stretches back to 8. This year it doesn't, who make that leap. These are the candidates. So if Hockenson falls into this range, it's a no-brainer. But if it's not Hockenson, then I'm willing to take a shot. And it's really any of those four. It doesn't have to be one. I don't have a preference. I just want to make sure that I prioritize that. Most drafts, I'm drafting a wheelhouse tight end. I'm not drafting the elite guys for sure. You know, yes, I may get a rare draft where Andrews falls, but for the most part, I'm not drafting those guys. I'm sticking to the wheelhouse, and I don't like missing on the wheelhouse because you do have a little bit of a tight end dead zone. And remember, dead zone is a period of drafts. It is not a type of tight end. So it really starts after the wheelhouse guys come off the board, and it lasts until you get into the late rounds. That's typically what we'll see with that. So guys who go in that range right now, Pat Freiermuth, Evan Engram, David Njoku, maybe Dalton Schultz. I did move Dalton Kincaid up into my third tier, though. So Dalton Schultz is technically in my fourth tier. But Kincaid, I love the idea of Kincaid. I just don't want to go too overboard on him with the realization that he is a rookie. And I don't want him to be my only tight end heading into a season that just doesn't feel comfortable. Maybe it works, but I played this game far too long to invest that heavily in a rookie tight end with confidence. Okay, so let's go to tier 4A, 4B. I have high ceiling guys and low ceiling guys. 4A are the high ceiling, 4B are the low ceiling. Let's go to 4A first. Chig Okonkwo, Sam Laporta, Cole Kmet, Luke Musgrave, Greg Dulcich, Trey McBride, Michael Mayer, Jelani Woods, Taysom Hill, and Mike Gesicki. Really, the cutoff is kind of Kmet, though, in most drafts. So it's if you don't get Kincaid as one of those upside guys, then it's Okonkwo, Laporta, and Kmet. Yes, I do have Musgrave ahead of Dulcich. Dulcich is going to serve in the Joker role in that offense, which is otherwise known as the Taysom Hill role. Now, he's not going to be playing quarterback, but he is going to move all around the formation. And I think it's going to lead to a lot of volatility for Dulcich in Denver. The more traditional tight end, you have in that offense, I think this flies under the radar too, by the way. They made a trade and they went out and got a Sean Payton guy in Adam Trautman. So he's going to be out there a lot. And, you know, I think that shouldn't get underplayed. So I do want to get one of those guys, though, if I miss. And if I get a wheelhouse guy, in most instances, I'm not drafting a second tight end. Tier 4B, your low ceiling guys. These guys I don't want. Dalton Schultz, Tyler Higbee, Gerald Everett, Irv Smith, Hunter Henry, Noah Fant, Jake Ferguson, Hayden Hurst, Juwan Johnson, Tyler Conklin. None of those guys offer the bang for the buck to justify taking as a late round tight end for me. Let's talk about the fade list here quickly. So these are guys who I want to fade at ADP. This is an article at ftnfantasy.com if you want to check it out. Starting with Jacobs and Taylor in the late second, they're just too risky if they're not in the building for me to invest in. That can come down to your own risk tolerance, but for me, I just can't do it with either of those guys this weekend. Unless their story changes, I'm leaving them out of the anchor tier. Jahmyr Gibbs is going at RB13. He's at 311. That is drafting this dude at his ceiling. He's going to be in a passing down role. Yes, exciting. I love him. I do. I love him. But I love him at like RB18 or 19, not at RB13. And the problem with drafting a player at their ceiling is there's essentially nowhere to go other than down. There's nowhere where to go other than disappointment with those players. So the masses are a little too high on Gibbs. They're a little too high on Calvin Ridley. I've done this bit many times before, but wide receiver 17. We're drafting him at his ceiling. We're forgetting that it's been 2 years. We're forgetting the last time we saw him, he wasn't that particularly that good. We're forgetting Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, Evan Engram, Travis Etienne, all involved in the passing game. And we're forgetting there's one football there on a team that threw the ball less than 600 times last year. So wide receiver 26 for me, yes. Wide receiver 17, we're drafting him at his ceiling. I'm going to let somebody else do that. J.K. Dobbins, RB20, 508, too early for him. It is a full-blown committee. We have a quarterback who has 150 carries in ink, right? And you have last year, Dobbins, 12.3 touches per game. If he gets a similar workload to that, it does not justify him being RB20. Now, here's a classic example. J.K. Dobbins in the fifth round? No, thank you. J.K. Dobbins in like the late seventh, early eighth? Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. So it's not a do not draft. It's a fade at ADP. Dalvin Cook, 609. I really think we're going to see a big time share with him and Breece Hall, like a 55-45 split where Cook is the 45 and RB26 is just too high. It's name brand recognition, yes, but it's too high for Dalvin Cook for me. Pat Freiermuth sneaking into that seventh round. He's going pick 7-11, tight end 9. Last season, he had 732 yards, 63 catches. Sounds good, right? Well, if you average that out, it's 3.6 catches per game, 43 yards per game. That is 7.9 PPR points. Okay, not bad, but he only scored 2 touchdowns. So 7.9 is not a good fantasy weekly tight end option. Not. If he scores a touchdown, bump that up to 13.9. Yes, he's very good at 13.9, but he only did that 2 weeks of the season. In 14 of his 16 games, he was not a good fantasy option last year, and he's not using the red zone, only 4 end zone targets last season, and that may go down with Darnell Washington in the mix. Kadarius Toney, wide receiver 39, 808. Way too early for him. If he's there in like the 12th or 13th round, I don't mind it. Michael Thomas, wide receiver 42, no thank you because of the injury stuff. 10 games played in the possible 50 games over the last 3 seasons. Rashad Penny, RB 36, 912. I don't think the masses have caught up to the fact he is behind Kenny Gainwell, DeAndre Swift, and possibly even behind Boston Scott. Yes, that is true. Adam Thielen in the last one, 10-12, wide receiver 51. It's just, he's up there in age. He's 33 years old. If I'm going to get a wide receiver in the late rounds, I want high-ceiling guys. So Thielen is not that, but his teammate Jonathan Mingo is. So that would be the type of player I'm targeting there. If you want that list, ftnfantasy.com, it's free. If you want Fantasy Plus, remember, promo code RATPACK, 20% off for roughly the next 24 hours. It goes away at 4 o'clock Eastern, Saturday, August 26th. Take advantage of it before it's gone. Review the show on Apple Podcasts, rate it, and in your review, leave your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle, and you are entered in to win a year of Fantasy Plus. Follow along with me at Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter. It's going down tomorrow. Enjoy your drafts and everything going on this weekend. I'll catch you Monday. I'm Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'm out.